שלום רב, שלום לכל החברים. רב, פעם ראשונה
יש לנו... Hello Rav, hello friends. For the first time we have a meeting of Asia and Africa together. And we have Turkey who also joined us as part of Asia to start working together, and we have questions also in regards to the convention and in general. Rav, I'll be happy to take part. I'm happy that you invited me. Shimon, so we'll start with some questions from Africa, from the English part of Africa, and who's asking the question is Said.
Said, please. Okay, maybe Anthony, you ask the first question until
the first question from the African Clearav is when the group feels a descent. How to rise to a better state of connection and unity?
We feel many descents and ascents because through these ascents and descents we grow. And that's why we need to relate to them seriously, that they're necessary also to be in a descent and in an ascent. And it can't be one without the other. And it's like minus and plus, that all of nature is included in. And that's why we need to learn how to relate to it correctly, also to the descents. And relate to the descents, we can do it in condition that we prepare ourselves for them. When the descents come, I am already ahead of time understanding that they need to be, and that by this descent I am given a lot of strength, negative strength that I'll be able to turn into positive strength. There's like in nature, there's no minus without the plus. Between the two of them, we exist. And that's why here we need to understand that we've been given a group, and by the assistance of being connected to the group on one hand, and on the other hand I'm connected to the Creator, then between the two I am able to always exist, that I'm receiving the support from the group and I'm pleading to the Creator. I'm receiving support from the group and I'm pleading to the Creator. And that way I really feel the Creator, myself, the group, and the Creator. I, through the group, plead to the Creator. I ask from the group that they will plead instead of me to the Creator. And also, I ask in that method to ask from them for Him. And that's why I'm not afraid that I'll have negative feelings, descents, falls, all these kind of things, because even when I feel like that, I have a group. And I'm happy from the descents more than the ascents, because the descents help me to enter the group. They help me to get closer to the Creator, because I need the support. I need to lose myself in them. And that's why I'm happy for the descents. Shimon, there's a phenomenon. You know, that in the descents, we have to get to this kind of scale. And we're kind of balancing things out, and we see that we want to get further away, because it's uncomfortable. Rav, it comes from the lack of preparation. I wait until the lesson, for there to be a lesson, and I go out and see friends that are working in all kinds of different places. Some are sitting next to computers, and some are taping some kind of program. And for me, when I'm in a descent, I'm very happy to run immediately to the group, to the friends, not that I need myself to receive from them the support, but it's a possibility to receive it through them, the bestowal of the Creator. And that's why we need to only look within the group for the place that we will be in the descent. Shimon, if Said is ready, he can ask the questions. If not, we will continue with Anthony. Can you ask, please?
Okay. Let me try. Do you hear me, friends?
Yeah, the second one.
Sometimes it feels as if we should restrict our connection to friends only based in Africa and not open up to friends from across the globe. It may be the ego at work. Should we exclusively or inclusive to anyone who wishes to join the African CLI?
I don't think that we are in a state in the world that we can anyway to diminish ourselves in any place, if it's in Asia or in Africa or in Israel, if it's in South or North America. No, we are in a general crisis that we need to complete our correction and reach one soul. And that's why to limit ourselves to only be in Africa or in Asia or in Australia, it's not good. It's not good. It's you stealing from yourselves the spiritual force of correction. And that's why we need to specifically be as much as possible expanding all over the world, to be open to anyone and not limit ourselves. Whoever wants to join, welcome them. We are open in our arms to anyone. Doesn't matter if they're men, women, what nations they're from, nothing matters. Anyone that wants to join has the same soul that is part of the general soul, and we need them to connect as much as possible between us, and by that we'll attain the general soul, the eternal life.
Next slide.
Next slide.
Thank you. The third question. Kabbalah is academic and a path of redemption. What is the faith of those who are not so inclined?
Their fate is like animals. They live these lives like animals, like anyone else. And if not in this incarnation, then in the next incarnation, they'll receive inclination to reach the purpose of creation, and then they'll reach the wisdom of Kabbalah.
The last one, Said.
Please. The next question.
On behalf of everybody, I just want to say thank you, Rav, for the guidance to reveal the light. Hi.
Rav, thank you too, Said. Shimon, before we go on to the Asian questions, who will be asking is Michael and Alec from Singapore. And before that, we would like to ask about the African convention. And all of a sudden we have a problem, a medical problem. Yes, I have a medical problem that the doctors have prohibited me from traveling to Africa. I'm very sorry that I won't be able to come to the continent. In general, I would really like to be in Africa. I've never been there, and I've heard so many good things. But they told me that I'm not allowed to fly. And that's why I'm not flying there. On one hand, that's that. On the other hand, I think it might be in our benefit. Is how many people will be able to come to Ghana, where we were planning to have the convention? Very few people. And it would have also been very difficult for them to buy a ticket and get there and take the holiday from work. So I think that like now that we are having this weekend a virtual convention, we will also have a virtual convention for all of Asia and all of Africa. I will be closely connected to you. You don't even have to wait until then, that we thought we can do it whenever it's comfortable for you. When you have Saturday and Sunday that's available, that's comfortable for you, choose it and we'll have such a convention. I'll try to be with you heart and soul and answer all of your questions. And first we need to gather from you the questions. What would you like? What would you like the content, the program? What do you want me to talk about? What to scrutinize? I will serve you loyally. It'd be even better than if I was there. Shimon, yeah. And I can reach each and every one of you in Africa, in each and every place in Africa, or in Asia, and so on. It'll be quite the opposite. From here we have a strong broadband connection to reach you, and there won't be any problem. Shimon, yeah, I also feel that there's such a great distance that the ability to reach there physically is very difficult. Yeah, it seems impossible. I was all over South America, and now that I'm looking at these groups, Peru and Ecuador and Brazil, Santiago and so on, and Chile, great distances, and I was flying them hours and hours. How can people do it? So of course, let's ask Alex for the questions. Alex and Michael from Singapore.
Rav, you mentioned once that it's very hard for you to feel the Australia or Africa and Asia. And we were wondering, what can we do to help you to feel us better? And how can we bring to you the connection to the people who live here?
You need to see, it's not about that I was in a certain country or not. I didn't travel all over the world. It's people that are in my lessons that I give here every morning in Israel. I'm familiar with them. I feel them. They're asking questions, they're present, they're sending sometimes a question that I need to answer. And they're connected through Terence or through other people, through Shimon. And by that, I answer them. And so you just need to be in communication. That's it. Nothing more. And also through Bnei Baruch, you need to call all of our group through Shimon. It's usually done through Shimon. He's the connector, the loyal connector. And you receive all of the we receive all of the questions, you receive all of the answers, and we do these actions together. You need to be present more on the screens as a group. Like now, how we see you. We also see Asia and Africa. No, this is actually Shimon, no, this is Africa too. Rav, you need to show yourselves as a virtual group. And by that, we will receive it. We'll want it. We'll accept it. Part of these people, I know them. Even by name. Shimon, many of which are present in the lessons every morning. And some of them in Australia, they watch the morning lesson, but in their time. Yeah, I understand. So we need to organize it for them so that they'll be connected in one image and we'll be able to see them. More questions, friends.
Alec, Michael, please.
Question number one. Lately, we learned to connect with other groups to become one large group. It seems we need to overcome things as language, etc. How should Asia connect to be able to support the world clique?
אני חושב שתרגום לרוב
I think the translation to most of the languages we have other than Chinese and Japanese here present in the building I think that we'll be able to overcome all of the overcome all the languages all the translations tell me what languages we lack Shimon yeah so Stefan is translating Japanese and anyone can hear it in Japanese also Owen who's translating Chinese it's passing through here through our systems and everyone can listen to it in their language today wonderful Shimon today we can do it in any language we will do everything just request the service and we will provide and we'll do everything for each and every one to connect to Wisdom and Kabbalah and everyone will be connected and we'll construct the one soul please do you need to say anything yes
Alec
Michael.
Go ahead.
Go. How can we inspire each other to join Rav's lesson as one Asia, Australasia, or one Africa?
First of all, you need to build a group. I don't know how it's built. Shimon probably knows. You need to have a list. Who's in the group? Who are the key people that are awakening others that want to connect everyone? Who's in charge? When do you get up? When do you watch it? When can we organize a small archive of the group? At what hours will we connect to the gathering of friends that we have between us? And more and more. These kind of things that organize as if you're in one place. Today, virtually, you can do anything. In any group, you can have many people, as I can see through your faces, and that you are ambitious. You will carry things out. You can organize it. Shimon, yeah, just to update you, there's in many groups in Asia that are from Japan, from Singapore, from Korea, and from Australia, obviously in India and Iran. In Africa we have really in almost all of the continent. And now they're really start to build, both as a country, but also as a continent. And now we are doing something really big in Asia, a really big dissemination project in English. And we're building a program. If we only had local people, it would be difficult to build the content. But now we're adding teams, putting together teams in Asia that will be able to raise the wisdom of Kabbalah through English in all of the languages. And by that, we'll start building more teams and start to grow more. Yeah. All right, whatever you want. I'm willing to do such a meeting once a week, once a month. I have a convention. You just need to organize it. I think that we need to have a convention for Australasia and for Africa so that they'll have pressure to organize correctly. That it'll also have a team that organizes. They know themselves about themselves and what they can do to control the development. Shimon, yeah, right by the end of the year we can have a virtual convention. Yeah, it is no problem. If you want, we can have this and even next month, the end of next month, before December, before Christmas. You can do this. Yeah. Are there more questions? Shimon, yeah, they prepared many questions according to the time that we have. Michael and Alec are asking in the name of all of Asia.
Okay, question number one from Japan. If we accept none else besides him, what should we do with the friends that leave the group?
לא לעשות כלום.
You don't do anything. We need to leave them an open door to the friends who leave the group. They can come anytime they like. If there's a convention, they can connect. If we have some kind of gathering, they can also connect. If they are willing, we can also send them our emails, all kinds of letters, newsletters that we disseminate. A person who was present and left, he's permitted to come and connect anytime he likes, but we're not coercing him or forcing him in any way. I've seen many people like that. Shimon, it's recommended now ahead of the big convention that we're going to have. Is it recommended? Yeah, you invite them an invitation that we're having the virtual convention. They can connect. They can ask where they can even connect physically to some city throughout the world that they'll have a physical gathering rather than just a virtual connection. If it's just virtually, then they just need to receive the link, and that's it. Link and schedule. Shimon, send them a warm invitation, and that's it. Just so we can prepare a kit with the schedule, with the lectures on our program. And, yeah, the schedule and the link. Alec, please.
Question number two from Japan. What is the difference between regular Congress and virtual Congress?
In every convention, we have a part that's virtual, because not everyone can come to the convention physically. Yeah, convention is 1,000 people. If we do it in Israel, it can be 3, 4, sometimes up to 5,000. There's sometimes been 7,000. But that's already something else. A normal convention is still 4, 6, 7, 8,000 people that we gather somewhere, like we do in America, where I go there once a year, in North America, United States. What I think about a virtual convention is it's more comfortable and good. It's a type of convention that we'll have in the future, that we will probably do them more and more. Is this kind of convention we can do even once a month, once every 2 months? It's a Friday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday, 2 days out of a month. We can even do 1 day. And on that day, we will have lectures and Q&As and all of our things. And we can have a women's lesson also. We'll give an opportunity to the women to take part fully and to ask their specific questions. A virtual convention is the type of convention we'll have in the future. Shimon, is it still recommended to come once a year to come to the physical convention once a year in Israel? I recommend anyone that can to come to the big convention that's usually in February in Israel once a year. It's very recommended for anyone that can, that's capable. And whoever can't, we are still connected virtually. Shimon, so there will also be a desert convention that we'll have that's going to be very big. We have a very special convention that we do in the desert, in a tent. And we will also invite people there, anyone who wants to come, but that's already something special for whoever's really capable of it. To the conditions of a tent, like in the army. Shimon, so now to continue with, so we'll have enough time. We'll move on from Asia so that Terence will have enough time to ask for the French group of Africa. Terence is asking which language.
c'est un grand film parce qu'il y a eu des problèmes techniques et il n'y avait pas de traduction en français.
I'm sorry, there was really a problem with the French translation.
Rav, la première question qu'on aimerait te poser, c'est par rapport au fait que...
Rav, the first question. About you won't be able to come to Africa. How can we organize a convention anyway if you are not there physically? If I don't know, you can organize a convention that people will go there and we'll have some of our people from Petah Tikva. You can go and Shimon can go, more people can go. But I don't think that... detrimental right now. Let's see that we pass this coming virtual convention, because most of our conventions will now be virtual. And that's why... Let's see. Maybe they don't need any more than that. Because for the spiritual ascension, we don't need to meet in one room, all of us. It doesn't add that much. We see that if the whole world awakens to connection, we can have it through the internet, and that's enough to reach a group that will be able to reveal the Creator. That's what I think. And that's why I highly recommend it. Let's first have the virtual convention and then we'll think. It's very early to think about that. If you want afterwards, do it. But it's also difficult. Take into account the people that need to reach the convention from great distances. It's really difficult. I agree with you that virtual is great and we are able to connect and feel that we are in the same place. Even physically, we are in different places. But I really would like to say that in Africa, we have many people that don't have a good internet connection. They can be with us in a virtual convention. And the people that know you are not able to be in the lesson because there's a problem with the internet. And for us, it's difficult to understand that they live in such a way. Because in our lives, we don't have the same thing. In Africa, it's really common that they have problems with the internet and they can't connect. Also, in Africa, the physical connection is very important, the physical touch. In their culture, it's very important to meet in person, physically. It adds something. How can we reach these people? I would say that they can meet physically, in person, in their country. Take whatever country it is. In a place, go to a place that they have a strong internet connection, pay for it, and be there. And until they get there, it's only by car or by bus or train or however. And from there, they can watch together, watch the convention, and get to know each other, and take part in the convention. That's what I would do. I remember when we didn't used to have good internet connection at home, then there were internet cafes. Yeah, and so we would go to such a place where they had a strong internet connection, we would pay for the connection, and we'd listen to a lesson or do something. Shimon, yeah, we can pay and get a better, stronger connection in the place. So they also want to feel one another and be connected in person. So they can gather in one place, in the capital city or wherever. I would like to ask a question about the news, about what's happening in Cameroon. There's many students there, and we are learning that the Creator is revealed above our egoism. But today in Cameroon, there's a situation that's really... There's a social issue going on after the elections, there's a lot of problems. And it can even be a civil war right now. People are afraid. How to bring everyone to the path of connection and unity, and explain that even when we're not speaking the same language, there exists a method, a system to rise above all the problems. I think that you know so well the wisdom of Kabbalah that you can find words for them. To explain that from war we never reach anything good. But we can work around the wars, we can jump over them to the correct connection, and from that connection, I think that the Africans will be able to reach such a connection much quicker than Europeans or any other place, because to be in a tribe for them is it's a lot closer to them. So you can awaken those feelings and invite them to connection. That's what I think. Only to rise a bit above the ego that's dividing us. Not to awaken the war between tribes, between nations. Shimon, because we have a lack of time, there's also questions from Turkey, from Asia, from China. So if Michael and Alec can please ask one question from each group, from China, Japan, and Turkey, because we don't have enough time.
Okay, question from Turkey. Question number one. I feel like I'm almost completely in harmony with friends. So it feels like I'm not getting any discomfort, impression that I'll ever correct. What can be done about this?
If you're in harmony with the friends, then you're enjoy, you're happy, you don't need anything more. What's left for you that you are in harmony with the friends, and the friends, are they in harmony? Do you need to feel the deficiency, the lack of each and every friend? What are they lacking? And for that, you need to pray so that the friend will also have the feeling of harmony in their life, the way that you feel.
Michael, maybe
yes.
Question number four from China.
Okay. A question from China. Number two, how can we better prepare for descending after the Congress that will not shatter our local group, but immediately ascend higher?
You can't think about it that there'll be a descent. What can that be? How can it be? We are now gathering strength in such a way that we'll never see. That we'll hold one another, and that there will never be a descent, only an ascent. If one descends, the other ascends. If one descends, it's like an ascent. It's like in a dance, that we're in a circle and we're holding each other and jumping. If one jumps up, the other one's on the ground. But everyone's dancing. That's the way that we need to understand. That's the way of connection we need to have. To dance. And in my descents, I don't even feel them as descents, because we are in a completion with others who are in ascent. There's another question from China. In a place where we don't have the freedom of expression, how can we disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, but on the other hand, not harm ourselves? And the name of wisdom of Kabbalah. Now, I don't see any place where there really is a resistance to the wisdom of Kabbalah other than Israel. In Iran, in the our countries, in Russia and Europe, there's no resistance to the wisdom of Kabbalah, because the wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about connection between people and not against anyone. It's against the ego of the person that will be better for society. So I don't see here some kind of government or regime or ruler that will come and say that I don't want the wisdom of Kabbalah. I think that we can want to redo in such a country that we have a problem. We can go to the government. They have these offices, the departments, and we can show them what we're teaching, and we can ask them, is it allowed or not? And there's some places where it's really not allowed many things, and we can ask them, this is what we're doing, is it prohibited or is it permitted? Are we allowed to do it or not? And we've never heard a rejection so far. Because we're just talking about something that's not connected to religion, it's not connected to any movement, it's not extreme, it's not liberal, it's not democratic, it's not fascist, it's not capitalistic, it's not anything. It's a movement for connection between people. That's it, without any color. Yeah, in Iran, there's a great demand for Kabbalah. It's they're doing a lot of dissemination and they're spreading the material. But in many places, people in Iran are asking for the Book of Zohar in their language. Yeah, it's well known that the Book of Zohar is popular and great, and they're asking for translation to Farsi. Shimon, yeah, they all of a sudden want to read it. Life is not simple. In Israel, it's possible. I know a few people who studied with me the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they are from Iran, and they could translate it, of course. One's an accountant, all kinds of people like that who are educated. And it's a lot of work, and it'll cost a lot of money. Shimon, is there an explanation why all of a sudden they want to read the Book of Zohar? Yeah, the Book of Zohar is accepted in the whole Middle East. And in the East, it was present in the Mughal Empire. No one is a special book, because the Jews that were living there were always revering this book and holding it as a special book. So hearing about the Book of Zohar is something I like to hear about. So what we need to do is you know how we have the first volume that we have in Hebrew of Zohar, and have such a book in translated, you know, like how I did it in Russian. I called it the Book of Zohar, and there I had an introduction and a preface to the Book of Zohar. That we can do.
There's a question from Turkey. After connecting to friends in Kabbalah, I have difficulties with interacting with people in our world. What can I do about this?
We need to learn how to differentiate between the group and the world. In the group, we, of course, determine special relations. I can't, God forbid, you come to Tehran and harm him. And in the free outside world, everything is allowed. I can't just lie to someone or just profit from them. I can't do such things to people in my group. I won't be able to love him yet, and I'm trying, but it's not happening yet. But not that I want to go and do any harm to him. And that's why we need to keep this in the group. Because if we start to behave this way outside of the group, it'll be very strange. They'll think that we're not okay, you know, we're maybe mentally ill. And so we need to be very careful to be normal. In every place that I'm going, I'm present. In the group, I'm in the group. Outside, in the workplace, I'm like they are. I am gray. Not that you feel that I'm there. You don't see me. Shimon, a question that came from Turkey is that I can see it in the students who study in campus, that they feel very close to the people that they're studying with, and then they have a difficulty to communicate with people. And they lose interest, desire to be together, and sometimes it can cause harm because these people feel that the wisdom of Kabbalah distances them from the outside world. And so these people outside, they feel that they're disconnected, that they lose interest. Yeah, as someone with experience in you, too, know that these are a sense and a sense. And so they're connecting now, and they're connected, and everything's good, the ego will grow, and it'll feel between them these problems, and it'll balance itself out eventually. You need to believe in the upper providence that will guide us forward. Shimon, there's many more questions. We will meet again. Yeah, and we'll gather again and answer all of your questions. I am hugging all of you. Each and every one of you. And together. Not just ones on the screen right now. Shimon, there's above 100 connections right now. Oh, yeah, this is now a different screen. And this is another screen. Yeah, there's 4 screens so far. So to each and every one of you, goodbye, shalom, from all of my heart. We will see you soon. Let's think about the convention. Start to send out, Shimon's in charge of it, send to Shimon all kinds of suggestions. What would you like? What kind of questions? When? 1 day, 2 days, however you like. I'm willing to do anything you want. I am with you in everything, with all my heart. Thank you, goodbye, and a warm hug to all of you. Be healthy, happy, and together we will open the heavens. Goodbye.